Get ready, Cyclone Nation.
Down and Iowa State wins it.
3-point jumper right side, good.
Throws, caught, Petway, touchdown.
Shayok delivers a tough jumper
and buries it. A three from the right corner.
Fire up the band.
Are you kidding me?
This is the Cyclone Insider on the Morning Kickstart with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters.
Time now for our Cyclone Insider here on Iowa's Best Country Kicks 101.1. Joined now by the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. John, how are you this Thursday?
I'm doing well. How are you, Brandon?
I am doing great. And I thought last night as I was watching that game, you know, Iowa State, I thought, got off to a pretty good start in that game. But things unraveled late as Coach Prom was teed up late in that game. And then that kind of sparked Baylor to a run in that one. What was kind of your thoughts early on in that game about how Iowa State started?
Well, I think that's been a pretty consistent theme for Iowa State this season. They've played well in spurts. They just haven't been able to sustain it for long periods of time. And they've had games where they've, you know, been very competitive for three quarters of the game and then just can't quite close the deal. And I think this was another one of those games. And obviously Baylor has pretty much everything to do with that. I mean, they're really, really good. And you're going to have to play great to beat them. And Iowa State didn't play great. I mean, it's really pretty much that simple. I mean, I know that the technical foul coincided with the timing of Baylor going on their run. But, I mean, my gosh, Fran McCaffrey gets a technical foul in every game. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I don't want to make a – I think from – saying, you know, that turned the game. I don't really feel like that turned the game. I mean, mm-hmm. I certainly didn't help. And you hope it helps. I mean, that's why you get the technical foul, because you mm-hmm. hope it sparks your team, you know, but I don't think it's why Baylor went on their run. They just executed better than Iowa State down the stretch. And they're such a composed team. I mean, that to me is their biggest strength is, you know, they don't have maybe an NBA lottery pick or anything like that on their team. What they have is a bunch of really good players that are older guys
mm-hmm.
that play together and play really smart and have a togetherness about them that's really something special. And it's rare to see that in college basketball. And it reminds me of, you know, Prom's first couple teams at Iowa State or some of Fred's teams where you know, you had those older guys, you had those veteran guys that have been in the program for 4 or 5 years, and they really made the extra pass and, you know, did all those little things that, you know, led to some great, great wins and some great seasons. And that's what Baylor has right now. It's a really special team.
Mm-hmm. You know, the Big 12 this year is kind of all over the map. I mean, Baylor's number one, obviously a very good team. Last night, West Virginia gets taken down by Texas Tech, which some can say that, you know, Texas Tech, a very good team at that, even though they're not ranked right now. But, I think they were, but they're not ranked anymore, I don't believe. But, you know, just the Big 12 in general right now, do you feel like somebody from the Big 12 is going to have a really good shot to go back to that national championship game again?
Well, I think Baylor's certainly equipped to do that, and I think Kansas could do that too. I don't know about West Virginia. I think that's possible for them, although I think it's unlikely. They are playing really, really well with the, you know, I mean, they got beat at Texas Tech last night, but that's something that's becoming one of the toughest places in the country to play. I mean, mm-hmm. I know Kentucky went in there and won last weekend, but they had won like 54 consecutive non-conference games before that, and they're really tough to beat on that floor. They get about 15,000 fans. So, and Texas Tech certainly is well coached as they are, and you know, they might be just outside the top 25, but they're still a very good team. They could make a run and get to an Elite Eight or something like that. I think as far as getting to a national championship game, though, I would say it would probably be Baylor or Kansas. Fran Fischilla, who I respect his opinion a ton, has been saying all season long, right from the start, that he feels like Baylor has the chops to not only get to a Final Four, but to win a national championship. And, man, I didn't come away thinking anything different than his opinion last night.
Mm-hmm. Coming up on Saturday is the next game for Iowa State as we're visiting with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. Texas, in their last five games, they're 1-4. Of course, a few games in there that have been pretty tough as far as losses. LSU, West Virginia, Kansas, kind of in the midst of some of those losses as well. What do you make of this Texas team?
Well, they have not been as good as they hoped to be. But, you know, they had a really good win last night. They won at TCU, which is tough to do. Won a one-point game there on the road. So they've got to be feeling pretty good about that. They're going back home. You know, I think it should be a very competitive game. Jericho Sims is an excellent player. He's a real force inside. Iowa State's post players are going to have to give him more than they did last night. Now, you know, granted, Baylor had a lot to do with that, too, with Gillespie and Vital and just how good those guys are. Mm-hmm. But Jericho Sims is every bit as talented as those two guys. And so Iowa State has their hands full in the post again. They need some production from George Condit and Solomon Young and Michael Jacobson down on the block. Most of the scoring last night was done by Iowa State's guards. They have to start getting some stuff inside a little bit. And I think when Iowa State plays inside out, it gets paint touches, that's when they're at their best. Mm-hmm. And they didn't get a lot of paint touches last night. They only had, I think, 7 assists in the game. Really low number for them. Generally, they're up around 14, 15 assists a game, and that means they're getting those paint touches. They're going inside out with their offense. They're moving the basketball, and they're getting good looks at the basket. I didn't feel like they did as much of that last night, and I think Baylor's defense had a lot to do with that. They really mm-hmm. locked down on the perimeter in their defensive assignments. They're really good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, Baylor definitely, as you alluded to, they are, you know, they've got some senior leadership or some upperclassmen leadership, and they definitely are a very sound team. Game against Texas is on Saturday with a noon pregame show. Tip off at 1 o'clock. You can catch the game right here on Kix 101.1. John will have the call. John, thanks for the time this morning, and have a good call on Saturday, all right?
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Cyclone Insider with John Walters every Thursday morning at 8:30 on the Morning Kickstart. Covering Cyclone territory, Iowa's best country, Kix 101.1.